It's the good news on 91.3.
All right, today is the final day to drop off a new unwrapped toy at one of the 8 locations of Peninsula Co-op. They're taking part in this year's toy drive. As I'm sure you know by now, we are not doing the on-site event this year. We were trying to, but it didn't work out with the new restrictions and such. So the only way to please participate is to drop off toys. So, Peninsula Co-op, 8 locations. You can find the list of them on thezone.fm. Today is the last day they're accepting them, and then they got to gather them all up and deliver them to where they need to go. There are 3 other locations within Victoria downtown area that will be accepting donations, I believe, all 3 of them till tomorrow. And that would be the Save On Foods Memorial Center, Club Quench, and the Public Market, Hudson Market down on Douglas Street there in the old Bill Bay Center. So please take part if you haven't done so already. We really appreciate it. Like Dylan has been saying for a couple of weeks now, the need has never been greater, especially during this strange year. A lot of people struggling. So all the information about everything, it can be found at thezone.fm. But please, if you're planning on dropping off at a co-op, today is your last day to do so. China and Nepal have agreed on a new official height for Mount Everest after each sent surveyors from their sides of the mountain last year and earlier this year. The new official height of 8,848.86 meters is slightly more than Nepal's previous measurement and about 4 meters higher than China's. There was concern that Everest might have shrunk a little bit after a major earthquake 5 years ago.
Mount Everest growing up right before our eyes.
I think that whole measurement had to do with whether you were allowed to include the snow cap or not.
Oh, really?
I think they just threw the snow cap in. Well, somebody needed a good story for 2020, like, oh my God, Everest is growing right before our eyes.
It just sounds like a couple of guys arguing about size is what it sounds like to me. Italian architect Rocco Buttiglione kept busy during lockdown by building a scale model of the Vatican using 67,000 Lego bricks, including about 1,300 pieces produced just for the project exclusively. The miniature version is on a scale of 1 to 650 and measures about 1.2 by 1.5 meters. It took Buttiglione under a month to build the model, which includes Michelangelo's famed cupola and Bernini's towering colonnade surrounding St. Peter's Square. Kind of cool. That is your good news. It is 7:33.